This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sorry about that, guys. Was just whispering in David's ear privately. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything right now? Football. David, what do you got for us?
Good for you, Stoney. So we've talked about Matthew Stafford before. There's a report out here from Jordan Rodrigue, who covers the Rams for The Athletic, saying that there's a hesitancy on the Rams' part to make a significant financial commitment to him. So my question to both of you is, what's plan B then? For the Rams, if they get rid of Stafford, trade him, let him go, whatever, what's plan B at quarterback?
Do you want to go first?
I would say probably they either look at who doesn't get the job in Pittsburgh, David, or they look at the Sam Darnold route. They look at the Kirk Cousins route. No?
Hold on. What are you going to get if you trade Matt Stafford? You're going to get picks.
Right.
And it might not be first rounders, but you're getting second rounders, right? The cap's going up. They're getting rid of Cooper Kupp. They have a pretty cheap team, meaning that defense is largely cheap. Rico, what if Sean McVay just selects his guy? What if it's a Jackson Dart? What if it's a Jalen Milroe? What if it's a Quinn Ewers? What? I don't know what Sean McVay is thinking, but
so kind of like Bo Nix with Denver.
Yes, and you just reset the cap table. And look, here's the thing. Well, how can you be excited about Stafford if you're saying the Rams shouldn't be? Well, it's two different things. The Giants are garbage water, and the Rams are sitting here going, okay, we just saw how it went with Aaron Rodgers. Do we want to hand $200 million to this guy when, if we start over at QB, we got rookie scale, everything's built. Nacua, you don't owe him any money. Kyren Williams, you don't owe him any money. Colby Young, Braden Fisk, Verse, all these guys. Maybe it's draft a guy, and they're willing to take a step back to take 10 steps forward the next 3-4 years.
McVay's offensive genius. Okay, you know what? No, I get it, because we saw it just worked in Denver.
Yes.
That they took a quarterback that people were like, oh, he's too old, he's this, he's that. You know what? I can make this work. And he was pretty good that if Jaden Daniels didn't play in the league, he probably would have been up for rookie of the year.
Some news regarding some wide receivers. The big one I'll get to in a second. First one here, you may not have much to say, but Chris Godwin and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers may be working on a reunion.
They need to.
The two sides have pushed back the void date, which is March 14th. So they may come to a contract extension.
They need to. He's more valuable to them than he is on the open market. He knows the system. He's got a relationship with the quarterback. And candidly, you've blown out your knee 17 times and they've stuck with you. You should stay right there. Because if he goes on the open market at his age with that injury history, you know what he's going to be? He'll sign somewhere and get cut in a year. To me, stay where you're at.
Yep. A little bit of loyalty. They'll hang in there. They'll stick with you a little bit longer. Yeah, I agree.
Plus, the relationship with the quarterback makes you money.
Yes.
Let's touch on another wide receiver in the state of Florida. That's Tyreek Hill. Well, we've had a discussion about him.
I quit.
He's apologized. But there's no guarantee, according to this report, that they actually keep him. NFL Network's Cameron Wolf, who covers the Miami Dolphins for them, says that there's reports inside that building that they may be open to trading him.
All right, I cede all control of the Miami Dolphins to the senator from Florida, Rico Beard. I want nothing to do with this franchise.
It's funny because I was about to do the same for you.
Nope, I already did it.
Because tell me, why do they need him on the team? Like, I know he's got this name, but
he wasn't good this year.
He wasn't. He was more of a headache than he was having production on the field.
He's also heading into his 30s, and that speed is a weapon. I just look.
I mean, he threw a tantrum. He pretty much quit on his team.
They're a disaster.
Oops, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. If there is a market for him, I'm absolutely trading him. And it may be one of those trades where the Dolphins are just like, just take him.
The problem is the place he could go and the team that could absorb the contract and not give a rip, they're never going to do it because it's in the division. New England's got $125 million of cap space and a desperate need for wide receivers. I would just, here, take him. They'd still have $90 million in cap space. What do they care? They could get Tyreek and T. Higgins both. But it won't happen. It's in division. I have no idea. At what point does Stephen Ross start to take some fire here for being a terrible owner? Seriously.
Glad you said it. Let's get to the Los Angeles Chargers.
Did it again.
The Chargers last year in the offseason were rumored to maybe getting rid of Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa. Well, it's happening again. Khalil Mack is a free agent, and according to reports, his market is robust.
Mm-hmm.
And then according to this report from Dan Graziano, they may just release Joey Bosa, saving them about $12.5 million. They'll have dead money of half of that.
You know, Joey Bosa is kind of like the Kenny Cott of the NFL. Availability is a skill.
I was going to ask
and
you.
And never available. Right, Kenny?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Except you're not here again.
Right.
So look, I can't speak to the Bosa part. Now, the Mac thing, I want to talk to Rico about for a second. My friend, Remember the day you and I brought Khalil Mack up and we were verbally assaulted by Lion fans for wanting to sign, what was the ticket texter saying? Morgan Freeman?
Yes, old guy.
Wait, robust market. Well, which is it?
I think it's a robust market. I think this people see, you know what? You got him for about 2 years, kind of like the Myles Garrett thing. Maybe he's a cheaper version of Myles Garrett. I would go that route. As far as the Joey Bosa,
I don't know what to do with him. He's never available.
He's a better version of Davenport. He's a better version of Marcus Davenport. When he's good, he's good. But
does
when
Joey Bosa call in sick once a week? 248.
I mean, I would love to see him paired up with his brother, but for how many games?
3.
Right. That's just it. It's like one Bosa plays all the time and the other Bosa just trips over the white lines.
Uh-oh.
So let's close it out with this one, because you know how people like to shoot their shot? Well, the Cleveland Browns are about to shoot their shot.
Mm.
Yes, Myles Garrett wants to be traded, but they're going to try one more time to offer him an extension, according to a report. The Athletic is reporting that they're going to try to offer him a monstrous extension to him, seeing if he'll take it.
May I? Or do you want first crack?
I mean, they have nothing to lose at this point, so let's just see if we can do anything to make him happy, because if we get our quarterback in, we have our leader on defense, and maybe this could work. Go ahead.
Performative. That's called the "Hey, we tried" Hail Mary. They know he don't want to be there, and they know it's not in their best interest to pay him more money because they're in a full rebuild. But what do you get to do? Roll out the morning friendly, or what does it go? The plain dealer. Oh, Browns tried. Vilify Myles Garrett. Light his piano on fire. I'm not buying that for a second. He wants out.
You know what, David? If I may, before you close this out, let's do two more trades, potential trades that are out there. One, near and dear to me, Deebo Samuels. Where do you think he goes? Is that a New England Patriot?
Ottawa?
Carolina?
Edmonton? I think Deebo's done. I don't have an opinion. I just know it won't.
Michigan Panthers.
I just know it won't be San Francisco. Okay. Oh.
No.
You know what? The way my life works? The Giants. And the boombox won't even work.
No, he actually fits the Steelers and the wide receivers.
No.
You know you're not wrong. Some jet sweeps, supplement a weak O-line, give Najee a break. Little boombox. You could put a Permane Brothers sandwich on top of that thing.
Him and Connor Hayward out there.
Wow. Yeah. That sounds great.
The other one, more serious, Micah Parsons. Because I don't think he's coming back to Dallas.
I know.
I think the move is going to be seismic. And I think Myles Garrett is going to be a heck of a trade. But I think Micah Parsons may reset everything. And he'll become the new standard of what a blockbuster deal is.
Why not San Francisco? Can't be Philly. It's in division. It can't be a non-contending team. And when you think about it, San Francisco, they've got to help Nick Bosa while they still have Bosa and Fred Warner. What do they really need opposite Bosa? They need a speed stand-up edge. And Parsons can move around while the back end of that defense can be simple. The front four, you play some more games. San Francisco would be a perfect fit.
Are you sure non-contending? Because how much longer will New England be non-contending when you got so much money to fill your team up?
Okay. You know what? With the caps. How about this? Every answer to every question is just a Patriot logo.
New England, yeah.
Because they got $125 million.
What about right here?
Detroit. Oh, let Brad cook, you ungrateful bastard. How dare you? How dare you? Don't you appreciate what they've done for you? I would love it, but that's not how they operate.
Well, I mean,
you're so ungrateful. You're right. What do you know, radio man?
Right. Micah Parsons, Jack Campbell. Yeah, they're about to say.
Yeah, Marcus Davenport. You're exactly right.
Rodrigo. Yeah.
We don't need him. We already got a lot of dudes on the D-line. Yeah,
you got Rodrigo.
Signed Aiden.
You got
in Plymouth.
Parson. Yeah.
That is in football today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.